Hello, everyone. As we get stuck into a Monday, it's 26 away from 6. I'll be joining you on Wake Up pretty much every day.
We have been covering this quite extensively for most parts of 2014. It is the Hope in a Boat Journey for Diabetes Research. It wrapped up last Wednesday, and the main man behind it all joins us now in the studio after such a long trip, such an epic trip, Glenn Hurst. How do you feel after it all?
Well, when we first got back, we were pretty tired, as you'd expect. We needed a shower and we needed to settle back in again. It was strange walking in the door for the first time, an empty, quiet house.
Is Pauline Hanson back?
I don't think I've ever gone away. I've always had the voice. But as far as getting more people on the floor of Parliament, at this next election, I'm standing in excess of 30 candidates across the country.
What was it like the moment when you were announced as the 1976 Brownlow members?
Probably more of a relief than anything else. It was sort of the media favourite that year. So to actually win it was great. I was very, very proud to be the first West Australian to win the award.
What year did you learn running riding?
Oh, I don't know, year four maybe? I can't even remember.
Did you get your pen licence?
I just thought about that. I did get my pen licence in year six. It was a great move.
Do you know I never got mine?
You write with pencils then?
I didn't get the licence when we were going for it in one year, and then the next year you get a brand new teacher and then they just said write in pen.
Well, I think you're breaking the rules a bit. You need some crayons.
What does it mean to have a tree planted in your honour here at Eyre Park?
I'm sorry for the tree because everything I've planted in my garden died, so I think that probably next week the tree might be dead.
Well, it's been here for a few weeks now, hasn't it? It's going all right.
Well, it is an honour, whether I deserve it or not, but I do appreciate it.
My favourite place in Albany is at the top of a tree near the ocean. I climbed right to the top of it once. It was dusk, and I was trying to reach the stars. I wanted to keep one in a jar under my bed. I didn't get there, but when I reached the last branch and looked down, I could see the world, this town, in monochrome and gold.
It's been a pretty big year for you. There's been a lot to take in. But before things started to happen, you were living a pretty healthy, carefree life up in Perth. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'd moved to Perth at the end of last year to begin studying, live with friends, was working up there, just doing the normal teenage thing, having lots of fun, and then was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma the beginning of January.
Congratulations, it must be a great feeling.
Oh, thanks mate. Yeah, no, it is a great feeling. All the boys are just absolutely stoked after the last year's loss, and to come out now and to win by 17 goals is just something special, and yeah, we'll enjoy it thoroughly tonight.
The Honourable Malcolm Turnbull, Prime Minister, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I saw a video of you with the Batuta boys during the WA state election campaign. You don't mind having a Batuta brew, do you?
No, well, I don't. It was funny though, what they did, they are characters, those young blokes. I mean, you know the story. Batuta is a place that's still got a pub. I'm not even sure whether there's anyone at the pub anymore.